What percentage of the snaps would you say, first team snaps would you say you got during the week?
I didn't get many. So I don't know if I can give you a percentage. I didn't count them, but not many.
Did you sense then by that Michael's going to be starting on Sunday?
Yeah, I kind of figured it out, and from the way he was looking, you know, running the ball, and he looked good, he looked comfortable, and so you kind of saw that going into today.
What do you think of the way you played today?
I thought I played all right, and I thought I made some good throws, made some some poor decisions. Now, from this game experience is under my belt. It's just something to learn from. I'll probably be thinking about a couple of those plays running through my head all night long. That last play of the half, just trying to make, I don't know if I was thinking about last week, trying to do too much of forcing it in there. So I was holding on to it, about to throw it away, and, made a good play on it, DB. But thought I played all right.
Was that the case with the fumble near the 2-yard line?
That's what I was talking about, yeah.
What exactly happened there, other than not wanting to throw it away? Did you see the guy coming?
Well, yeah, I made a miss, so I saw him coming. And then, I saw Deshaun first, and it looked too close to throw it to him. And then I was, going through my second progression, and I was about to throw it away, and he just got there a second too early.
When you come into a game, last week down 14-0 and down 12, can you talk about mentally, is it trying not to do too much out there?
I think you just have to remind yourself just one play at a time. You're not going to win the game in one play, and it's different definitely than starting from scratch, being 0-0 opening kickoff and whatnot. But I don't want to make that excuse for for how we perform as an offense. We got a lot of things to correct across the board, and it always starts with the quarterback. So we'll watch this tape and see what needs to be fixed, but I don't want to make that excuse that, when I came in or whatnot.
Matt, you and Mike are obviously two different quarterbacks. What are the challenges of going in, essentially taking over for him, the game plan that's designed for him?
The game plan is designed, for any quarterback. And Mike has some plays, I have some plays, but, the offense is built to run on, whoever's at the helm. And so I don't think that makes a difference, who's at that position, as long as you're making the right decisions and getting the ball up.
How much read option did you
have? We had pretty much the same amount as normal, and just the way the Giants chose to play it didn't allow for that to happen.
How helpful will it be to get those first game snaps this week, do you
think? We'll see how Mike bounces back. Hopefully he heals up, but I think it's valuable just to be able to practice with those guys and see their timing. And know their breaks in a full-speed environment. Routes versus air is one thing, but to get reps in team periods and 7-on-7, I think it'll be valuable.
Matt, was your frame of mind any different going into this game because of Mike's injury and whether it be a greater possibility that at some point he'd be needed?
I've told you guys every week that, I prepare like I'm going to start, and so that was the same mentality this week. Maybe the physical component was there was a chance, but that didn't change, my excitement or my preparation. Still did the same film study, still did the same, practice routine. With the two quarterbacks now, I did get a little more, practice reps and whatnot, but my mindset was still the same.
So what's your level of confidence now that you can be the starter if that's the situation next
week? I'm just going to compete, my butt off and see what happens with this week. And my confidence is not down. After this game, it's a tough loss, and you hate to see that happen. But I'm not, beating myself up. You look at those plays and you replay some of them, thinking what you could have done better. But you learn from that. You move on, and we'll see what happens this week. But again, I'll prepare like I'm starting.
How can the coaching staff and the players around you help you better? First and goal, you have Shady on your team. Are there ways that they can help you better?
I don't know. I'm not going to go there. I think we had a good game plan. Good, I think we have a solid coaching staff. I think across the board, we have to, do a better job of, converting big plays.
Matt, it's 2 weeks without an offensive touchdown. You got to look at some areas. That's hard to do. What would you look at? How would you explain it to all of us if you haven't scored a touchdown?
I don't know where it starts. I think we'll have some more answers come this week, whether it's you know, I think it's across the board, everyone doing the little things, whether it's, you know, a block downfield or, you know, the timing of my footwork or getting the ball out or making a catch. It's across the board, and, you know, hopefully we can get the right practice and right mindset this week to where the little things count and we make plays on next week.
Matt, did you see progress from yourself this week? Did you see yourself making
your decision? Yeah, I felt comfortable, and I think I did improve, but, you know, I don't like to look at the things that I did better. You always got to look at the things that, you know, you could have done better.
Your arm strength now, how is it compared to where you were? You had more chance there to
It feels comfortable. It feels healthy.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.